I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30.
It is 49 degrees.
Crash on I-15 in Pleasant Grove causing a little bit of delay. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, Utah man facing a slew of felony charges after police say he tricked young men into getting invasive medical examinations.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the story, John.
Yeah, Amanda, charging documents indicate that a Lehigh man has been accused of convincing three younger men, including two he met while they were serving as missionaries for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, that he needed their help for clinical procedures. Specifically, 72-year-old Leonard Lotion convinced the young men that he needed practice giving them physicals. These alleged incidents happened a few years back while he was serving a mission in Texas, and the alleged abuse continued multiple times in Sandy and Brigham City, according to court documents. In fact, Lotion told Sandy police later that he lied to the boys and took advantage of them. He's now being charged in 3rd District Court with multiple sexual assault felonies. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Most COVID-19 tests come back in 24 to 48 hours, but one Utah family says they waited for results for more than 2 weeks. Carrie Leonard says her son got an appointment, went to a test Utah location, and then waited for 17 days.
Did they lose his test? Did they mislabel his test? I mean, nobody knows. This whole process has been really, really difficult for our family.
She says when the test finally came back, it was inconclusive. He then went to a clinic and got his negative results in about 24 hours.
Parents get some time to comment on emails and text messages between members of the Salt Lake City School Board. KSL-TV's Brittany Tate reports those messages were discovered by a parent's public records request.
The Salt Lake City School Board allowed for 15 minutes of public comment during their virtual board meeting. Parents were frustrated and seeking action. Enrollment, especially for elementary-aged children in the Salt Lake City School District, is dramatically falling. This year, they are down 1,500 students, which equals 55 teaching jobs.
Before the public meeting yesterday, board members reportedly held a closed-door meeting discussing possible litigation and character.
A man is accused of stealing kitchen equipment from the Davis Conference Center and then using it to open a restaurant. We get the story from KSL News Radio's Mary Richards this morning. Mary?
Tim, court records say Rodrigo Yescas Gonzalez was the general manager of the Davis Conference Center in Layton, but he asked some employees to take kitchen equipment from the building and install it at a new Gandolfo's restaurant in Murray to get it ready to open. The Deseret News says one man told police he was paid to move a pizza oven, ice machine, stainless steel shelving, microwave, grill, mixer, fridge, and more. And then he was supposed to take old stuff from storage to make it look like things were not missing. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The Justice Department has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google, saying the search giant is a monopoly.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis reports Google is accused of abusing its power when we Google it.
The Department of Justice case is also about the various agreements it's entered into, the exclusivity agreements that forbid pre-installation of any kind of competing search service. They have other arrangements that force pre-installation of its applications in prime locations on mobile devices. They have these long-term agreements with Apple that require Google to be the default and the de facto exclusive general search engine. Google's argument here is people are using Google and this incredible product because they choose to, not because they're forced to or because they can't find alternatives.
Early voting continues in a number of battleground states, including Wisconsin.
My wife and I were determined to vote on November 3rd and decided that long line could get long, so we decided to vote early.
In Texas, more than 4 million early ballots have already been cast.
Salt Lake County Clerk Sherry Swenson thinks it's good that many people are taking advantage of early voting.
We're seeing big numbers of ballots returned already, which is good. We like that. It helps spread out our workload over a period of weeks instead of getting slammed on election day.
Here in Utah, 136,000 ballots have already been processed, and 85,000 of those are from Salt Lake County.
KSL Weather with Kristen Van Dyke. You can probably get away with a t-shirt today, but tomorrow you're going to want to have a sweater or jacket ready as the first of two storm systems moves in.
This weekend, the storm system moves in to bring in the potential for some mountain showers. Slight chance for some valley showers potentially Saturday night into Sunday. But what you'll really notice is the dramatic cool down. We'll go from highs today in the 70s back to the 50s for the end of the week. And then this weekend on Sunday, highs only in the low to mid 40s.
Kristen says Sunday night into Monday, we can expect a widespread freeze along the Wasatch Front.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.